With Kyle Long coming from a football family, his father is Hall of Famer Howie and his brother is Rams defensive end Chris, his path to the NFL would presumably have been smoothly paved, but nothing could be further from the truth. Originally a baseball player at Florida State, Kyle Long let both his athletic career and his life get off track as he struggled with a chemical dependency. The turning point was getting arrested for DUI in January of 2009 when he realized he needed to turn things around.
You know, I've grown a lot as an individual. I was definitely immature and was not independent. I feel like I've grown up a lot as a man in the last few years. I've had to take responsibility for some of the things that I've done. It was the worst thing and the best thing that's ever happened to me. I've been through hardship, and I fought my way back, and I'm standing here on this podium today as somebody who's at the NFL Combine, and I'm pretty proud of the things that I've done, and I don't plan on stopping making progress anytime soon. Yeah, I mean, we all face our own personal challenges. I struggled with some stuff off the field that I feel like not a lot of people have had to deal with, and I had to pick myself up and really look myself in the eye in the mirror and make a decision, you know, that I was going to change for the better. There was a lot of stuff that I struggled with, and I've moved past that, and I'm a stronger man because of it today. Well, you don't want to go back to that place, so you run as fast as you can in the opposite direction of that.
Long went from working in a surf shop to getting an opportunity to play football at Saddleback Community College in Mission Viejo, California. He started on the defensive line, then made his way to the offensive line at the University of Oregon.
Probably from a standpoint of just intensity. You know, I feel like defensive players play with a certain tenacity and aggression, and I like to bring that to the offensive side of the ball, and I feel like that helps my game out.
Long played just 1 year at Oregon in the fast-paced offense of Coach Chip Kelly, who is now the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. At this point, he isn't projected to be drafted in the first round like his brother was, but they'll be comparing notes on their NFL careers soon enough.
As I'm sure most households with three boys, things are very competitive. Add to the fact that, my mom's extremely competitive as well. She was a swimmer and stuff in high school, so she was an athlete. And my dad played a little bit of sports. Things are very competitive, you know, and you grow up in that house and you're bound to want to compete, whether it's, racing up the stairs when you get home, anything, you know, we compete, you know, just like most of the guys here, all the guys here, we're all competitors. Chris is a little smarter. He went to University of Virginia. So he's kind of a nerd, but, after being at University of Oregon for a year, I feel like that helped out my ability to express myself on social media. Chris has a pretty entertaining Twitter.
It's been a long and winding road from his days on the baseball diamond, but Kyle Long is just fine with learning the game of football as he goes.
I couldn't find the strike zone as a pitcher, so I think I'm in the right place as a football player, and I love what I'm doing now.